All right.
Hey, good morning. Let you know this matter is being recorded. I'm Rex Munger with the tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I'll be a facilitator for this public meeting. It's 10 a.m. It's April 19th, 2017. We will now begin the scheduled public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language to Washington Administrative Code 458-20-13601, also referred to it as Rule 13601. The title of the rule is Manufacturers and Processors for Hire, Sales and Use Tax Exemption for Machinery and Equipment. We have several people present for this meeting. Physically, we have myself. We also have Kevin Dixon in his role as the department's rules coordinator, and Barbara Provo, management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment for this meeting. We don't have any other Department of Revenue employees present. We do have at least one person on the phone. That's Michelle Basler at the accounting firm of KPMG. And do we have anybody else on the line at this point? Apparently not then. And also, we would just like to see if any of the parties present plan on making any comments later on during this meeting. Ms. Basler, were you going to be making any comments?
No, not today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Dixon? Okay. All right, then. This public meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 34.05 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public on possible rulemaking prior to taking action to propose a new rule or amendments, as in this case. The meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register. That was done on April 4, 2017. And it looks like we may have had somebody else dial in. Do we have an additional party joining us? And let you know this matter is being recorded. Did somebody else just join us?
Oh, yes, hello. Hi, thank you.
Is this Mr. Vin Tran?
Yes, there it is.
Thank you. And as I understand, you're also with KPMG, the accounting firm?
I am, yep.
Okay, thank you. And just a moment ago before you dialed in, Mr. Tran, we were asking if there was any if any parties were going to be making comments later during this meeting. Were you going to be making any comments?
I don't expect to make any comments.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Copies of the rule are available if any of the parties did not receive a copy or would like to have an additional one. We emphasize that the rule draft is now written, is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule as proposed, and again, these are amendments to a rule, is written in the legislative drafting style. New language is underlined, and language to be deleted is shown by a strikeout that those proposals were attached to the CR-101 form. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the preliminary rule draft. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may provide written comments at this meeting. You may also send rulemaking or send in comments for this process, and those would be attention to myself. Either Ms. Basler or Mr. Tran, did you wish to send in any comments as well, Ms. Basler?
I don't have any plans to.
Okay. And Mr. Tran? I couldn't hear your reply.
Sorry, I said thanks for me. I don't have to.
Okay, thank you. Then before opening the meeting for comments, I'll briefly outline the key points in the preliminary rule draft. The proposed amendments are in three areas to Rule 13601. The first part is that a business fabricating an item at a permanent location is eligible for the M&E exemption, that's manufacturing and equipment exemption, if they install the item at another location. That is described in more detail in the proposed draft. The second part is repairs of equipment can qualify for the M&E exemption as long as equipment repaired is qualifying manufacturing and equipment and meets the standards for the statute. A research and development operation, this is a third point, can also qualify for the M&E exemption as long as the business also has an emanating operation that produces tangible personal property for sale. So those are the three areas that are proposed for clarification in this Rule 13601. And I'll just give the parties one last chance here. Is there? Did you wish to make any comments at this point, Ms. Baszler?
No, thank you.
And Mr. Tran?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you both then. Before closing this public meeting, I'll recap the rulemaking process. This has been an initial public meeting for input regarding the proposed language for amendments to Rule 13601, titled Manufacturers and Process for Hire, Sales and Use Tax Exemptions for Machinery and Equipment. As a result, the comments received during public meetings, additional changes to the preliminary rule draft frequently occur. After any changes are made, the result is the completion of a more or less final draft. This draft is filed with the code revisor and is published in the state register, after which a public rulemaking hearing is held. After the hearing, additional changes may be made, and the final draft is filed for adoption with the code revisor. Unlike today's public meeting and the public hearing, the final filing of the rule is not a public process. This filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, the rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that the rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank everyone for their participation in this public meeting. If you're not on the department's rules notification list or did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, or you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities about this rule, please contact Barbara Provo with your name, address, and also an email address. Just would note that no members of the public have joined us during this process. For the record, it looks like we're at about 7 or 8 after 10 a.m. So at this point, I'll conclude the hearing. Thank you all again, and Ms. Provo, if you can go ahead and turn off the recorder. Thank you.